The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning we have another encounter between Christ and one of his apostles. But unlike yesterday, where Andrew went looking for Christ, today Christ went and he found Philip. These are really the only two ways to come to know and love God, to know and love Christ. Either we search for him or he searches for us. But either way, whether we seek or he seeks us, it is always an invitation. And it's always an invitation to closer encounter, to deeper friendship, to intimacy with the Lord. Notice how today, as yesterday, the apostle is so filled with joy at meeting Christ that he runs and tells another. And here, too, we see the same words as yesterday, an invitation to come and see. My brothers and sisters, the gospel today is a reminder of our own need to first know and love Christ, and then to bring others to him by inviting them to come and see the goodness of the Lord. It is only through an experience of Christ that people come to know and love him. Our job, though, is not just to make converts, but to be a bridge for others to come and experience Christ, so that they too can know and love him and really finally find that joy that all of them are looking for.